Amen. When you have faith to believe in God, then you have faith to know that He can move mountains and He can take care of whatever needs taken care of. What a blessing that is. Luke chapter 9 tonight. Luke chapter 9, Sunday nights, we've been going through and teaching on and preaching on the teachings of Christ. And it's a study in the four Gospels, if you will, and we have been focused on every lesson that Jesus presented to the disciples, because those are lessons, those are teachings that we have need of today if we are going to be disciples of Christ and live as God would have us to live, letting Christ live through our lives. And that's what Christianity is all about. We're in the third year of His public ministry, and so it's intensifying because there's a lot more persecution, but there's also a greater need to get the disciples trained, to disciple them, give them the truths that they would need to be the apostles in the first century. And so that's what we're looking at here tonight. The next lesson is found here in Luke chapter 9. Go ahead and stand with me. We're going to be reading verse 46 down to verse 50. Luke chapter 9, verse 46. Then there arose a reasoning among them, the disciples, which of them should be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him, and said unto them, Whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you, the same shall be great. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And Jesus saith unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And let's pray. Father, we bow before you once again, and thank you for the opportunities and each one that's here that's taken advantage of their opportunity to be back in church this evening. And God, we're needy people. Thank you for meeting with us this morning. What tremendous blessing it was. But now, God, we need your presence here tonight. I need your anointing. I need your strength and your power to be able to present your message tonight. So I pray that you would open up the hearts and minds of all that'll come under the hearing of the preaching of the word. I pray that you'd empower the preaching of thy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. This would be a lesson on humility. I trust you'll see that as we continue. A lesson on humility. In verse 48, and he said unto them, Whoso shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whoso shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you, making yourself least, opposite what the world would reveal to us. For he that is least among you all, the same, I love this, shall be great. So we find that in verse 46, the mindset of the disciples, and that's what Jesus addresses. Of course, Jesus was God, manifest in the flesh, so he actually knew the very thoughts and the heart of each one of the disciples and those around them as well. And so the mindset of the disciples is what the Bible gives us to start with in verse 46, when it says, then there arose a reasoning. So they're reasoning this, the 12 apostles, if you will, a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest. No doubt, the Bible says there was a reasoning among them, meaning that each had their own reasons why it should be them to sit on the right hand and on the left hand of the Lord in glory. They did not see the cross. They were blinded to that at this point. Even though Jesus had just presented that to them, they did not want to focus on the cross. They wanted to focus on the millennial reign of Christ, which is after this church age, when Christ will rule and reign. And they wanted to be the one sitting on his right side, on his left side, to rule and reign with him during that millennial reign. And so that's what's taking place in the reasoning among themselves. And the reasons, you can just imagine what they might be. Possibly Peter and Andrew, his brother, would have been reasoning, said, we're the first. He reached out to us first. We were the first of the apostles, so if he reached out to us first, then we should be the ones that should be the greatest among the apostles. John would have spoke up, and he said, no, he allowed me to say that I am the apostle that Jesus loved. And he was. No other apostle was able to claim that, but God allowed John to write in the book of John that he was the apostle whom Jesus loved. So he loves me more than you, so surely I'm going to be the one. And so you can see what's taking place here with the apostles and all of them talking among themselves and talking about who's going to be, what's the pecking order, who's the main associate, and who's the associate to the associate. You know? The pecking order as far as authority and power, prestige. That's what they were reasoning among themselves, not knowing. I mean, he had just told them that he was going to go to the cross, not knowing what they would be having to deal with in just a few days. They disputed among themselves. Mark or Luke says they reasoned among themselves. Back over in the book of Mark in chapter 9, and it's always good when it's in more than one of the Gospels, you can glean more from the others. In Mark in chapter 9 and verse 33, Mark's account, he says, and he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? He wanted them to face him with their reasoning among themselves. And Mark says they disputed this. So it must have been maybe a highly contested dispute. Who's going to be the greatest among them? They depart in verse 33, what was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves, who should be the greatest? Who's going to be the goat? For those of you that are not familiar with athletics, I mean, every professional wants to make a name for himself, wants to be the GOAT, greatest of all times. That drives them. Sometimes I wonder, what are we allowing to drive us? Want to be great amongst all men? The Bible reveals to us that even his disciples, handpicked by God, struggled with this desire for greatness. Man was created, if you will, with an ego. And it got so much worse after the fall of man and with the sin nature. And it's how God designed man to be the head of the wife and the head of the home and the leader of the house. We're going to get into that in just a minute, but he has this ego. And I believe you'll find that men struggle with being greater than other men more than women struggle with being greater than other women. But women struggle with their children being greater. I don't know all about that. I've never been a woman. But I do know what the Bible says about how God designed a woman and how God designed a man. And we find that men have this ego. Men have this need for respect and a desire to be the greatest. I don't know of anybody that loves to lose. Anyone that loves to lose, I believe, is a loser. Why participate in any kind of competition if you're not looking to win? I'm not looking to lose. I want to be better than whoever I'm competing against. There's something about that, just something men like that competition more so than women. Women would be, no, everyone gets a participation trophy. Man has this struggle within himself, wanting recognition, needing respect, power, position. In Matthew, and look over there in chapter 20 with me, because I think we all understand that's what was going on with the disciples. But the Bible also records for us one of the mothers of the two disciples. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him, acknowledging Jesus as being the Messiah, worshiping him, and desiring a certain thing of him. Now, what's she going to ask? Does she be the goat? No. Peter would have asked that. Yeah. The other apostles, they disputed among themselves who was going to be the greatest. So they would have eventually asked Jesus to help them, to make them the greatest. Let me sit at your right hand. Let me sit at your left hand. But we find here that the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, they came to Jesus. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? And she saith unto him, grant that these two my sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. Now, I know that's a mother, but that's just as bad as wanting to be the greatest among men. That's not the way that you need to raise your children, to want them to be over others. But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they say unto him, we are able. And they would. They would each one have to die a martyr's death for the cause of Christ. He saith unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. That's not something that you need to be focused on right now. What you need to be focused on is doing the will of my Father, as Jesus came to do the will of his Father, God the Father, and him being God the Son. He came with a purpose, an example for us to follow after. So man's thinking is to be greater than other men. That's not the thinking that God has for us. Man does not need love as much as he needs respect. That's what the Bible teaches us about God's design of a man. And with that need to be respected comes a need within himself to be the best, to be respected of other men. Ephesians in chapter 5, I want you to look there with me. Ephesians in chapter 5. Ladies, if you have not learned this, if you don't understand this, it's a big good time to open up to receive this truth. If you're married, especially, if you're getting ready to get married. Ephesians in chapter 5, in verse 25, the Bible says, husbands, what does your wife need more than anything else? Love your wives. God designed, if God tells you that's what they need the most, that means that God designed a woman with a need. The greatest need she has from her husband is to be loved. Husbands, love your wives, and he even gives us an example of that, is true love, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. When your wife sees that you're willing to lay down your life for her, when she sees that you have a love for her and you are promoting that love for your wife, can I tell you, that's meeting her need. But that's not man. Back up just a few verses. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Didn't say love your husbands, although that's a given that there is a mutual love, but that's not what he needs the most. The Bible's saying, ladies, wives, this is how I've designed your husband. This is how I've designed man. Submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord, as a church submits itself to the Lord Jesus. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. So we find here that even though the apostles were struggling and they were talking among themselves who's going to be the greatest, and they all had to have reasons why they should be that was somewhat a given. Jesus was going to have to deal with that because of them being men. But in the midst of that, God has recorded it for us to learn some great truths. If we're going to have the kind of marriages and the homes that God wants us to have, we better learn these truths. Yeah. See, God's thinking, unlike man's thinking, is for all of us to be the best you for Christ. Take that ego and put it to work in serving God. Yeah. Stop comparing yourself with men, because you're going to think, I got to be better than that. I've got to be greater than that. That's not why God has us here on this earth as born-again believers, so that we can be better than other men, or our children can be better than other children. He has us here to glorify him. 2 Corinthians in chapter 10, 2 Corinthians in chapter 10, in verse 12, the Bible says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. That's not something that we ought to be focused on. Now, some friendly competition, praise the Lord, that just reveals who we really are. It reveals what's inside of us. But life, living life is not about being better than another man, being better than another woman, being better, our children, being better than other people's children. That's not something we ought to be focused on. Because we have more important things to focus on. Jesus is preparing his apostles, and he wants them to stop focusing on themselves and comparing themselves among themselves and stop arguing among themselves and disputing among themselves, saying, who's going to be the greatest? What's the pecking order here? And he's trying to help them to see, humble yourselves and look to me and be the best you can be in whatever I've called you to do. Wow. That's a totally different life. Totally different way of looking at life. This mindset was on greatness. 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, on down, we read verse 12. I want you to read verse 17 and 18 with me here as well, because it helps us to understand what he was saying about comparing ourselves. But he that glorieth, Let him glory in the Lord. Not that you're the goat. Not that you're better. Not that your children are better. Not that whatever it might be. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. That's what we look for. We look for God and God's commending, God's recommendations, God's blessings for being all that we can do and all that we can be for Christ and his glory. We go back and we are seeing here that, go back our text in Luke in chapter 9. As Jesus addressed their thinking, he addresses their desires. Because their thinking would have given them the desires they had to be recognized as the greatest. Luke in chapter 9, and look at verse 47. And Jesus, perceiving their thought, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him. Took a child. Now, in biblical days, children were not to be seen, not to be heard. They were to be to the side, and the women were to take care of the children. A lot of different things there, the different stage of society. But that's what it was. And he brings a child to the apostles and said, serve in the nursery. Amen. You're comparing yourselves and you're disputing among yourselves. You want to be the greatest. Listen to me. See this child? Receive him. Take care of him. Humble yourself to be a servant. Humble yourself to see the important things is not to compare yourself among yourselves and who's going to be the greatest. But if I brought this child to you, then you serve me by taking care of this child. No matter how you might have to humble yourself. Just babysit this child. And he said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me. And whoso shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. He that is least, humble yourself to be least. Humble yourself to be the one to take the child and go change that diaper. Yeah, men, we are not too good to change diapers. And if you have children that are in diapers, you need to learn how to change those diapers. And you need to learn how to babysit that child. Nursery workers are the greatest. You want to know who the goats are in the church? Nursery workers. Yeah. Mark's account over in Mark in chapter 9, verse 35. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, this is after he's addressing their thinking. He's addressing their desires. He's trying to get them to have right thinking. He's trying to get them to realize you need to humble yourself. Stop thinking about you having to be the greatest and humble yourself to be the best you for me. But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. The way to be first is to be last. The way to glory is servant of all. All can be great in God's eyes. There again, I love what Luke says here, Luke 9:48. And he said unto them, whosoever shall receive the child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same, underline these words, shall be great. When it comes down to it, eternity, is it going to matter who was at the top of the pecking order? Is it going to matter really who you are greater than in comparing yourself among ourselves? What's going to matter in eternity is that we were great in God's eyes. We've accomplished the things that God has us here to accomplish, that we are living to represent Jesus Christ. All can be great. I think of my mom. Now, Dad was the head of the home. There's never a doubt about that. Mom had 13 children. Mom never learned to drive, never had a job outside the home. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying this is my mom. She knew the reason she was here, and she wanted to be the greatest wife to my father and the greatest mother to her 13 children. And she put a high priority on those things. There is no doubt in my mind, when she got to heaven, she was great in God's eyes. I would not be here tonight if it wasn't for my godly mother, who continued to let me know that she's praying for me and continued to let me know that I needed to get back in church and do all the right things and read my Bible, all the things, my mom. It was her whole life. It's her whole life. And she's experiencing the rewards of that today. And even greater rewards later on, and as we all get together after the rapture of the church and live eternity together. Are we looking to be great in God, in man's eyes? Are we focused on being great in God's eyes? I love this, and we'll close with this. Go back over to our text. Because after Jesus told the disciples, he said unto them, for he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. There is greatness in heaven, but it's not the greatness of the world. It's a greatness of what you've accomplished for the cause of Christ. Peter must have come under, or John must have come under conviction after this. Because not only were they disputing among themselves, and John would have been one of those who was saying that, no, I'm the disciple he loves. I'm going to be on the right side. I'm going to be great amongst all the apostles. And after Jesus presented this, then the Bible says in verse 49, this is almost like it doesn't go together, but it does go together. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name. Casting out devils in Jesus' name. And we forbade him because he followeth not with us. He followeth not with us. Meaning he didn't get our approval. Didn't get our blessing. We're the apostles and they didn't get our approval. They didn't get our blessings to do what they did. And I rebuked him. Because he was going to be greater than anyone else. And after this sunk in, he's making a confession. And Jesus saith unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. You don't know how I'm working in and through the lives of those around you. Stop thinking that everyone's under your authority and focus more on what I've given you to do. Jesus taught John to not put himself over anyone. Focus on what I have for you, because that is the best you can be for Christ. In John 21, I'll close with this passage right here. John chapter 21, after the resurrection, and they're all coming together, and they know Jesus is getting ready to ascend into heaven. Verse 20 says, "And Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved." That's John. He loved to use that phrase. If I'm writing it down and God allowed me to, I'd want to say, the preacher that Jesus loved. That's how I want to identify myself, the preacher who Jesus loved. Because that's the one I'm mostly concerned about. I tell you every now and then, if you don't love me, don't tell me. I got to believe that you automatically love me. But I am seeking the love of Christ. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" And Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" And Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" Stop focusing on what everyone else is doing. Stop focusing on trying to be greater than everyone else. That's not what we're here to do. And the last words, "Follow thou me." What a difference it would make in our homes. What a difference it'll make in our church. What a difference it'll make in society. If every born-again believer focused on being the best you for Christ's glory. Yeah. If I give every head bowed tonight, this is what Jesus was teaching his apostles. They needed this going into the apostolic age after Christ would ascend into heaven. And every one of them got it. They stopped disputing among themselves who was going to be greatest, and they just focused on being what God wanted them to be, accomplishing what God had for them to accomplish. What about us? What about you? Do you see yourself as being the best you for Christ? Father, we bow before you now. We love you. Thank you for the truth of your word. I pray, God, that we would receive this, and God, I don't know just how each one might need to have it applied to their lives, but I know that we need to learn this truth and we need to apply it. So I pray, God, that you would give us the insight and the wisdom to make the application and possibly become even more of what we need to be in our service to God. Bless on this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.